The Guardian.
I'm in the basement of Shoreditch Town Hall in the east of London. In fact, I've been looking for an exhibition called You Dig the Tunnel, I'll Hide the Soil, which is supposedly taking place at White Cube Gallery, but I couldn't find the gallery. So I went to the town hall and it was all a bit deserted. I was looking for someone to tell me where to go, but there was no one. But the door was open in the basement, so that's where I am. And there's this ticking sound coming from somewhere in this dark room. I can't see anything. The exhibition is supposedly about the work of Edgar Allan Poe, born exactly 199 years ago and one of the 19th century's greatest writers. That ticking seems to be getting louder. I wish I knew where I was going. In fact, in this room is an artwork, and it's by the American artist Christian Marclay. The sound of a clock. In fact, it's a watch, spotlit in the corner by the sort of chimney of this otherwise completely empty, grubby basement. The watch is based on the story The Telltale Heart by Poe, and the artist has made a little quotation from the story in the catalogue to the exhibition. The disease, wrote Poe, had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all, there was a sense of hearing, acute. It's impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none, passion there was none. I loved the old man. The old man is eventually killed by the narrator in Poe's story, who is then afterwards haunted by what he had done and why he had done it. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. One of his eyes resembled that of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell on me, my blood ran cold, and so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever. There came to my ears a low, dull, quick sound, such as a watch makes when it is enveloped in cotton. I knew that sound well, too. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier to courage. Which is not the sort of thing you expect to find in an East London town hall, even though it's been closed for years, on a Wednesday morning. In the rest of this basement, there are bits of skulls and skeletons and gruesome things and vile things and ravens and all sorts of Edgar Allan Poe abilia. Marclay, who's best known probably for his work with music and snips from old movies, beautifully montaged together, has done something very different here. He makes your blood run cold and your flesh creep, as Dickens might have said. It's all very theatrical, all very minimal, just a watch with a contact mic attached to it and a spotlight in a dark room under an empty building in a city with too many stories.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.